views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning us in, turning us on. We have had so many requests for information and recordings from our live broadcast from New York. Just give us till the end of the week, and you will be amazed what you're getting ready to hear next week. But we have a new segment that we're calling The Road to Seattle. The Road to Seattle. We get so many amazing people that come into Western Washington and do a wide range of events, and we love to feature the best of the best, Benny, the best of the best. And so what we're doing today, for a little bit, we want to introduce you to somebody that is absolutely amazing. And what do I mean by that? This motivational speaker, this transformational coach, Ari Lauer, discusses her upcoming events, but what brought her to be on the road? So Ari's Act As If transformational coaching sessions will absolutely change your life. Her programs use the power of imagination to create the life of your dreams. Why is this important? Why is acting as if and changing your life, why is this important? Because without this very special connection to imagination, Einstein said it best. Imagination is it. Without it, nothing in this world gets created. But there are many sides to imagination, and she will take you on a journey to help you figure out how to step in to the fullness of life. Her own incredible journey back to wellness has now created this sheer determination to reach out to as many people as she possibly can and teach them how they, too, can use these amazing gifts, these oils, this natural medicine to take you to a whole new place. So Thursday, May 22nd at East West Bookstore in Seattle, Friday, May 23rd at East West Bookstore in Seattle, and Saturday as well, May 24th at East West Book in Seattle, Essential Oil Healing, all of this you're going to hear about. Ari, welcome to the show. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Pat. This is wonderful. I am so glad to be here.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit. You've got these three dates coming up, May 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. But the road to get here has been full of potholes and mountains to climb and, you know, sludge to trek through. Tell folks a little bit about what I said, why you are now this determined to reach out to as many people.
You know, I am determined to reach out to so many people because so many people are suffering. So many people are sick. They're lonely. They're depressed. And doing something so simple as tapping into their imagination can absolutely transform their life. And the thing is, why I'm on this road, you know, to get out into the world and teach as many people is people don't know. They don't realize that they can tap into something so powerful called their imagination, and they can turn it all around. And they can turn it around quickly.
You know, let's talk about this. I read about you, and certainly I've met you, and we've talked on the phone a number of times. But one of the things that I think, you know, doesn't get told in what you've created, Act As If, Change Your Life, is what you actually experienced. I mean, your life could be a hit country western song.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and it's, you know what, it's a gift that I went through so much torture because I've gone through so much. And it's like everything you could go through, I've gone through it. Divorce, bankruptcy, foreclosure, disease, you know, heavy metal poisoning. And it's like people say, my gosh, how are you still standing? And I realized that the reason why I had to go through everything that I went through and then be able to use my technique to be able to absolutely transform my life, I had to go through that. I had to go through the depths so that I could turn around and be able to help guide anybody that comes into my life. If it's relationship, I've got that. If it's, you know, disease, health, I've got that. You know, if it's financial, I've definitely got that. And so my journey has been, like you said, through the thick of it. But I really do am grateful for the thick of it. Because I've gone through such a life, I feel that I'm gifted and I'm absolutely able to turn up people's lives around.
I love it. So the road to Seattle, as we like to talk about it, for people like Ari who are coming to town, you are doing 3 days, three live events. Let's talk about each of them really quickly if we could. You know, first
Absolutely.
Of all, on the 22nd, that one is, oh my gosh, this is where you're going to work with people and, you know, talk about and share with them techniques about the years of training and coaching you have. Tell us about each of these events if you could.
Okay, exactly. The first night is going to be, you know, a very hour and a half packed full event where I'm going to share some of my, you know, depth stories of how I changed my life by using my imagination. So I'm going to really take you into my journey and share with you. It's heart-wrenching, my story to be able to help the people in the audience relate to, you know, their own story and then be able to give them powerful tools to turn it around. And then the second day, I'm going to be, and that's Friday, I'm actually booked out for 7 hours. You can come in and get a session with me with a one-on-one coaching session. And with my transformational life coaching, I'm an intuitive coach. And so what I do is I sit down with my clients and we go into their thick of it. And then I give them special guidance geared just for them to be able to transform their life. And then the third day is a power-packed three-hour day from 3 to 6, and it's going to be talking about your wellness journey and my journey through heavy metal poisoning and the gift that I found in these doTERRA essential oils. And I'm going to teach people how there's many tools out there that we can use to transform our lives, and that's a day that I'm going to absolutely give you tools, give you guidance, and teach you how to use your imagination.
You know, it's interesting. I heard a story the other day. Someone was telling me, asked me a question, Ari. They asked me if I believe some of the scriptures that people live for hundreds and hundreds of years. And, you know, at first I thought, do I really believe that? And then they provided me with some information, and it had to do with essential oils. Mm. And what they talked about was how if you go back in time, I mean really back in time, what we can point to over and over and over again is the blending of herbs, the blending of natural things in our environment and oil. There's no doubt about that. And so I was interested in just talking with you about, you know, so what you're going to be talking about is how to share in today's world the purest and purest of essential oils that have been known over centuries to have healing properties.
Right. Absolutely. And right now our society is sick and we're getting sicker. And so when we can incorporate the gifts of the earth, these pure essential oils into our life, the saying it goes, when we give our body what it needs, our body will heal. And by using my technique and using these oils, your body will transform.
Wow. Now you've combined 3 days so that all of this works together. You know, for those of you out there, you can go to Ari's website, Act As If Change Your Life, actasifchangeyourlife.com. There you go. But folks can register as well at East West Bookshop, can't they?
Yes, absolutely. And you're going to absolutely you're going to want to do that now. Because this is I've been getting a lot of feedback, a lot of people contacting me, befriending me on Facebook.
Right.
It's resonating with them. They're being drawn to it. So if this resonates with you, I really highly recommend you do get on there now because it is filling up. Why is it filling up? Because in my imagination, I have a full house.
Yeah, and by the way, if those of you out there listening to this, you know what it's like to have to overcome obstacles. But imagine having rise up, just like the phoenix, and discover a way to help other people. That's what Ari Lauer is about. So you can go to her website, or you can go to East West Bookshop. You can call them at 206-523-3726. But go on their website, eastwestbookshop.com. Go to the events section, and you'll be able to look at each of these, which is beautifully laid out. So put it down in your calendar, May 22nd, May 23rd, and May 24th. And this is part of a segment, Ari, that we're doing, the Road to Seattle. One last question for you. What would you like to say to folks about these three events, about what it's like for you to now come up out of the ashes, to shine so brightly now, and what these 3 days will do for people?
What I'd like to let people know, the people out there that are listening to this that might be suffering, if it's heartache or if it's disease or if it's financial, just, you know, devastation, my gift to you is that there's hope. There's gift to you that there's something that I'm going to offer you during those 3 days that could change your life. And if you're feeling desperate and you're feeling like there's no solution, or maybe your life is amazing and you just want to kick it up a notch, come join me. Because I tell you, every client that I have, their life transforms. It's the most amazing thing for me to watch, and it's such a gift for me to give this to the world. So come join me and get ready to have your life transform.
Awesome. Ari, one more time, your website, and boy, Ari is going to be doing a full hour with me. We're going to really kick it up here in next week, I believe it is. But more importantly, you're going to get to be with her as she enters the road, the journey to Seattle. Give us your website one more time and ways people can contact you or East West.
Absolutely. So we have www.actasifchangeyourlife.com. You can call me personally, 760-317-5921. And then the actual bookshop is the www.eastwestbookshop.com.
Beautiful. Ari Lauer, everybody, you're going to hear a lot more from her. Please mark those dates down. It's our segment, The Road to Seattle. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Katina about what the road to New York look like. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show, everyone.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Join Ari Lauer on Saturday, May 24th, 3 to 6 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle, for essential oil healing. Ari's own incredible journey back to wellness from heavy metal poisoning using doTERRA essential oils. Now guided by her angels, Ari shares these healing secrets. You too can use these amazing essential oils to give your body what it needs to heal. Learn how Ari went from desperate and sick to vital and empowered. Register now at eastwestbookshop.com or call 1-800-587-6002.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. You know, this has been an interesting journey for myself with all of you. One of the things I want to say is, for those of you that are listening out of the Western Washington, Greater Seattle area, you guys have heard me talk about this now. And as a matter of fact, we actually went back into the archives and found one of the first shows we had ever done on Lyme disease. And we went back into the archives and we actually found that interview with Dr. Darvish. And so you're going to be hearing clips of that in the next coming weeks. Because it's fascinating to go back now, what is it, 7 years since we came out about Lyme disease. And I am going to say come out, and I'm going to use that term because this is really important to talk about. Katina Macris is my co-host today. And for those of you that don't know who she is, let me tell you a little bit about her. First of all, she and I were tag-teaming it along with a lot of other people. And I'll hats off to the entire Dr. Pat Show, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ team for producing the live event from New York, the Great Imitator Masquerade Ball that occurred last week at Pier 60, Chelsea Piers, thanks to Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, an annual benefit. You're going to hear Katina and I talk a lot about these people, a lot about what each of us believe. And she and I may not agree on a bunch of things, but you're going to hear a number of different sides. We're going to talk about some of the people we actually did chat with at the ball, and we're going to talk about what the direction might be for her, what the direction is going to be for us. And you know, let me just say this. When you meet Katina, you're going to get it. You're going to understand that this is a woman that is fired up. I can't say it any other way. Fired up. And she and I are fired up for a very important reason. If any of you out there have ever been battling misdiagnosis, diagnosis, trying to figure out why you're tired, why you're sick, what this is all about, only to find out that maybe your doctor says it's all in your head, or maybe the doctor says they can't figure it out, or whatever the doctor says, you're going to hear this show today from somebody who's been in the natural care industry for over 21 years, classic homeopath, certified medical intuitive healer, 10 years popular newspaper health columnist, board member of the Council of Homeopathic Certification. She is about it. But now, coming out, her own coming out party right on Transformation Talk Radio has come out in a big way with Limelight Radio. Katina Macris, my very special guest today, is one of the voices nationally and internationally through Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show that comes out and says, look, this is not a joke. Her fabulous award-winning book, Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit, yeah, it is a must for everyone out there. But today, we're going to step back in time, come to the present, and move straight ahead. Katina, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's my joy to be here with you. We have done so many fabulous things together, and Limelight Radio is really busting the door open on the topic of Lyme disease and tick-borne illnesses.
Well, you know, and let's talk about this for a minute. For many people, we have to begin the conversation from the beginning. And I think that when we talk about, you know, beginning the conversation from the beginning, we begin the conversation to talk about tick-borne disease and Tick-Borne Disease Alliance. And let's start there. You and I both know that when we go back in time and we hear the stories, it really wasn't in the forefront of anybody's mind to say the words Lyme disease. And the people that would talk about Lyme disease, if we go back in time, were either persecuted or scorned or, you know, walked around with a bullseye around their own heart. Where were we then, and where are we now from your own personal perspective?
Well, it's really interesting because I recall I was raised on Long Island, New York, and I recall back in the early 80s when Lyme disease was first being talked about. And in those days, we thought it was just a short-term infectious illness, 2 weeks of antibiotics, you had that bullseye rash, you had a fever, aches and pains, headache, end of story. Every dog in my neighborhood by the time I left there in 1991 had Lyme disease. And I'd known a couple of individuals who were sick and had that acute bullseye rash and the fevers, flu, et cetera, end of story. Fast forward, 30, 35 years later, I am a victim of chronic Lyme disease that has fully recovered. We know now there are millions of people in the United States and around the world, and this illness has flown under the radar because it is more than just a short-term infectious illness. It has a chronic form, and it mimics a lot of autoimmune disorders.
Mm. But one of the things that we're also discovering is that there have been people in the forefront, really advocates for so many. And let's take a moment to talk about the folks, if we could, at the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance. These are the folks that put on the masquerade ball, which was fabulous. And we're going to talk about some of the people that, you know, we interviewed both on live radio, thanks to our buddies over there, WBOQ, and as well on our Epic Living TV, which is soon to be aired in 2 weeks. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about the folks at TBDA, if we could, because these guys, all of them, men, women alike, what they're doing and how they're going about it, and now adding John Donnelly and some young folks to the board is incredible. Let's talk a little bit about them from your perspective, Katina.
Yeah, they are a fantastic organization. I first heard of them a number of years ago when they were still called Turn the Corner Foundation, founded by Stacey Grodin, who we interviewed at the gala, and she has quite a story of her own, 20 years sick with Lyme disease, 3 young children, a wonderful woman. And then David Roth and Charles Balducci, all aligned with great mission, great vision, deep compassion, and they have created Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, which is really at the forefront here in the United States in terms of educating America about tick-borne diseases and their awareness campaigns and their fundraising efforts and the money they're putting into research really is, you know, leading the way in terms of making this public health crisis no longer a silent illness, but something that we all recognize as everyone is vulnerable to no matter what state you live in. So Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, hardworking folks. Oh, my God, that gala, the details, the number of people, 1,000 people there. I mean, they are just tremendous. They just nonstop with their campaign efforts to help America come to terms with this illness. We need government help. We need scientific help. We need, you know, help at every level. And yeah, I agree with you. Hats off, Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, great heroes in today's world.
Yeah, and we want to thank all the people that contributed, that went to this live event. I believe that David shared with us that they, David Roth, co-chairman of the board, shared with us the fact that they raised $1 million. But, you know, he also said something interesting, which I do believe in. You know, he said that's a drop in the bucket. He's absolutely right. You know, to get the funding for, as John Donnelly or someone else we talked to said, one of the fastest growing epidemics we have, to get the funding for something like this has been like rolling a boulder uphill. Katrina, do you think we have to get to the serious crisis state, or are we there yet and just people don't get it?
I think we're in the crisis state and people don't get it. I mean, I have to say at several levels, I mean, you know, you can't really point fingers per se, but I think it's sort of like a confluence of several factors that have all converged to create this crisis. Number one, as we said, the Infectious Disease Society of America and the Center for Disease Control labeled Lyme disease as a short-term infectious illness. So when doctors in their office don't see the bullseye rash and they run the basic test, the ELISA test, which is very inaccurate, 70% false negative rate after the first 2-3 months of the new infection, and they don't see these criterion that are on the website, the infectious disease website, they just brush the patient off as not having Lyme disease. So we have inaccurate information. So doctors are driving in the dark is the expression I use. They're well-intended, the average GP, but they don't even know half the time what they're looking at. So we've got that issue going on. And then we've got the big issue that you just isolated, which is where is the money? Where is the money that we need to put together the mechanisms of this illness and what, you know, where are we getting this money from? And the NIH is not allocating big funds to us. There's huge amounts of money going to diabetes and MS and, you know, other illnesses, which gladly they're getting the research money, but we need that money. We need the government to wake up here and, you know, the insurance industry, everything. There's a lot of players involved. So, you know, wake up, and we have a crisis. I've been in North Carolina. I've been in the Pacific Northwest with you. I've been down to California. I've been all over the place with my book, Out of the Woods, and lecturing and speaking to support groups. These people are crippled. They're in wheelchairs. They're shaking. They've got palsies. They're misdiagnosed, and we can't let it go on anymore.
We absolutely cannot let it go on anymore. We're going to take a short break, and we come back. We're going to talk about some of the people that were at this event, what both Katina and I heard. And then if all goes well, we're going to play what happened with Debbie Gibson. Katina and I are going to talk about her presence at the event. We're also going to talk about Kevin Bacon coming out in support. We're going to talk about the many, many people that are stepping to the forefront and what Katina and I are doing to bring others to the forefront on this. For those of you that are listening and you live in the state of Washington, you also understand that you've had a different issue here, and I'm going to touch upon that when we come back as well. Katina Macris, Limelight Radio, me right here, the Dr. Pat on the Dr. Pat Show, both of us on Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network and Epic Living TV. We're going to take a short break, everyone. We have now opened up the phone lines for you guys. 1-800-930-2819 for any question you might have about Lyme disease, tick-borne disease, ticks in general, and what you can do to save the lives of yourselves and your children. We'll be right back with the show.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least 3 counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Join Ari Lauer Friday, May 23rd at East West Bookshop, Seattle for personalized transformational life coaching sessions 12 to 7 p.m. Call East West Bookshop 1-800-587-6002 and set up an appointment. Transformational life coach Ari Lauer blends her years of training and coaching with the wisdom of essential oils to offer advice on many levels, allowing her clients to open towards healing the past and stepping into the life that they are meant to be living right now. Visit East West Bookshop. Shop.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience it yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
It started with a whisper, and that was when I kissed her, and then she made my lips turn. I could hear the chit-chat.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are doing a special edition, the Great Imitator Masquerade Ball, Tick-Borne Disease Alliance. This was their annual benefit that was held on Thursday, May 1st. Katina Makris joining me here today. And we got to do a lot of recording, live recording. And I can't thank Chris and the team at WBLQ for just staying with us for 4 hours. You know, it was only supposed to be 2 hours of conversations, but it did turn out to be, I think, 3 live hours. And then Jessica pulling in an additional fourth because people so wanted to be heard. Katina, thank you so much. Give out your website real quick so people know how to find out more about you, about your book, and about the show.
Yes, definitely. It's easy. It's limelightradio.com. It's L-Y-M-E, lightradio.com. And I have to say, Dr. Pat, that was the most miraculous night for us. I mean, yeah. All of us involved in Lyme disease, it felt like an enchanted evening, 1,000 people there, their hearts and souls committed to Lyme disease. And I felt like Cinderella at the ball because for people that know my story and they can relate if they've suffered with this illness, I was bedridden. There was 3 years of my life that I could not do anything, barely make a sandwich, wash my hair without help, and was misdiagnosed for 5 years and another 5 years of treatments until I got well. So to have been so crippled and maimed and then to have recovered and come to New York City and join you and the wonderful team at Transformation Talk Radio and broadcast live and be in a ball gown and high heels, I mean, I really felt like I was Cinderella at the ball. There is hope. You can recover from this illness.
I'm still recovering from all the glitter falling off my jacket. So, yeah, it was like, it was kind of amazing. Now, let's talk about each of us. Who were you most struck by? Who would you like to talk about first from your point of view?
Oh, my gosh. We had so many fantastic interviews. Thank you, actually, to all our guests whom we interviewed. Oh, there was a couple that really struck me. Jen Daly with her research. I mean, this is a young woman who suffered with Lyme herself, and now she is such a bright, brilliant mind doing research work, and she's come out with this new, insight into diagnostics using something that they're calling the nanotube, I think is the word they were using. They're using a new, scientific level of nanotechnology to try to diagnose the condition earlier by using antigens versus antibodies. Antibodies take several weeks to manifest in our bloodstream, and antigens they can pick up within a matter of hours. So Jen, with that, fresh young mind coming into the world of science. I mean, that was, you know, quite breathtaking for me to hear her talk about that.
Yeah, and you know, what's also interesting, for those of you that don't know who Jennifer Daly is, you're probably going to want to get out there and Google her. But she started paying attention, Katina, because her mom, you know, had been diagnosed with late-stage infection. But this was her in her senior year of high school, so I just want to put it in perspective, right? And she was studying abroad, I think in Switzerland, and her dad called saying that mom's face was temporarily paralyzed, and they finally had a Lyme test come back positive. That's also the problem. The Lyme tests do not come back positive. And the tests that are used in by the CDC, those tests are pretty much still about 31 years old, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very old-fashioned and out of date.
Right. And so this is what she did. I mean, you know, she was very passionate about going out there and looking at this. And, you know, you're right. She was working with Charlie Johnson, Professor Charlie Johnson, and the Nanotechnology Laboratory. And so using sensors, I mean, isn't that like something that is like in like a Star Trek movie or something? Isn't that fascinating?
It is. It's really fascinating. I mean, I was like all eyes and ears as she was explaining it to us. And, you know, really, this is what we need, is a different angle on the illness instead of just looking in the bloodstream. Because you and I know we're a little more educated than the average folks, but that spirochete organism, the bacteria that is responsible for Lyme disease, Borrelia burgdorferi, is a corkscrew, and it kind of augers its way from the bloodstream into the connective tissue and the joints and the muscles. And after, you know, a couple of months, it's not rapidly found in the bloodstream anymore, so the blood tests are inaccurate.
Well, and part of this is hats off to her mother. Let's give the credit where the credit is due. Because they were out to dinner, from what I understand, and all of a sudden, you know, her mother, she was talking to her mother about finding these sensors. Her mother turned around and said, so why don't you make a Lyme disease sensor? Bam.
Yeah.
There we go.
There
Bam.
We go, yes.
There
that was,
we
she
go.
Was a great, great interview. Great interview. The other one, there was a lot of great interviews.
I know. The one that I really related to and I got to talk to and I didn't think I was going to get to talk to was Kelly Downing. You know, I watched Kelly on the Katie Couric show, the Katie show. And, you know, I watched this mom, and, you know, she starts out, this is the most gentle woman, I swear. She waited forever to be interviewed by us. And then finally, she had to go into the dinner, and I tracked her down. And after the event, and I said, I apologized to her. And I said, I just have to talk to you. Can you do an interview? And this woman became partially paralyzed in January of 2012, totally, totally paralyzed in December of 2012 due to chronic Lyme and tick-borne diseases. Now, Katina, you and I have been through a lot. We have been through a lot. But can you imagine something like that?
Yeah.
Can you even imagine something like that? What do you think about her?
Well, she's such a wonderful soul, and I chatted with her husband and her two darling little boys, too, who were there at the event,
right.
And what a brave spirit. I have met other folks like this on the road. Actually, often I don't meet the people because they're home paralyzed, and a parent or a caregiver is at one of my events, and it's true, this organism can hit your central nervous system and bring on paralysis,
yep.
And Kelly, I mean, she is just so filled with joy and light, and what a positive spirit, and how she soldiered through that with the young children and her husband and her fear, and you know, she's remarkable. She was such her smile, her bright eyes. I mean, what a story of triumph.
Yeah, and she and I talked about the power of God. You know, when God gives you lemons or lime, God gives you courage because the heroes He puts in your life. And that's what she talks about. Now, we've got something special. We have the clip. We're going to play this. Debbie Gibson was fabulous. She was fabulous at the event, but she was there for a very specific reason. Katina, are you ready for us to play the clip? Mr. Benny has got it ready for us.
It's awesome. Let's do it.
Debbie Gibson, first of all, phenomenal performance tonight
Thank
at the TBVA
you.
Gala. Brought me back. I grew up on your music, so it's so great to hear you perform.
Yes, a lot of children of the 80s in the house tonight. And my career started here in New York, where I'm from.
Isn't it incredible?
It's a cool thing to be here.
To be back here supporting a cause that is so dear to your heart right now. You just came out bravely and talked about how Lyme disease has affected your life. Being here to support TBDA and the work they're doing. Talk to me about what that means to you.
It's amazing. It's like the universe, for some odd reason, chose me to deal with this, as it has many. And as I do with many things in my life, I chose to flip it, and hopefully I can be a voice for Lyme now, because it seems to be something that's just not spoken about. And the minute I started talking about it, I heard about 18,000 people that I never knew had it, who I've been close to my whole life, or everybody knows someone. And especially on the West Coast, it's one of the last things people think to test for. So already people have gone and seen my doctors out in L.A. They've gotten tested. Some have gotten positive diagnoses, which is a great thing in the sense that they can find out what's going on and at least get treated and hopefully catch it early enough. Because for me, it went on, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 months before I even knew what it was.
Has it blown you away to see the public support? You've been on talk shows. You've had probably thousands to millions of people reaching out and really curious about what you've had to go through. Has it surprised you to see this public support that you received?
Yes, it's really amazing. And you know, I don't want people, like, worried for me, you know, and that's why I didn't come out and talk about it when I was really in the thick of the most challenging moments, because I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm not able to lift my head off the pillow with people going, oh my God, are you okay? So I wanted to kind of quietly heal and figure out, find my way with everything. And then when I felt myself turning a corner and on the upswing, and because I came out with it at that time, people kind of continued to lift me up. And it's been cathartic, like just doing concerts and getting energy from people, and it's been amazing.
One of the incredible things, interviewing the various board members, the president, everybody has been so ecstatic about having a public figure like you come out and really represent this cause. Did you feel like that was part of your purpose once this happened, that you could really make a difference?
I do. I mean, not that anybody is, like, likely or unlikely, but I've always, you know, as I said on the stage, it's very humbling when your physical strength is challenged and your cognitive thinking is challenged, and when you're somebody who's prided yourself on, you know, memorizing scripts and doing 8 shows a week, and suddenly these things are way more challenging than they ever were, and it's like, oh, wow, this can happen to anybody. And I do feel, I've always been a people person, and so I do feel like I'm an accessible, if someone was going to have to deal with this.
You're like, I'm the person.
No, I mean, because I am reachable and accessible. We put an email address at the end of my blog, and I've been fielding hundreds of emails one at a time.
Incredible.
And it's taking a while to go through them, but, you know, there have been so many people that just need a voice saying, keep going, keep going, keep going. They're at a moment where they're losing strength, or they're losing heart, or they're losing faith. And it's like, I'm here to tell you, I had those moments. I didn't know how I was going to get through, but I knew I was going to get through. And if I could be that little push in the right direction for somebody, that's unbelievable.
When you have a night like tonight where you're up on stage raising, and I don't know what the number is, but I'll say hundreds of thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. What does that mean to you to be able to give back towards this?
Well, again, because it took me so long to get diagnosed and because I didn't have a lot of information, I think just the idea of awareness is so, so, so important. I mean, it all happened so quick because I came out with my blog, Jody got on the phone, we got on a plane. It's like, oh, wow, this is formally now a part of my public life. And I've never shared something so personal with the public, but again, if it's for the greater good, then that's amazing. And, you know, I spoke to Access Hollywood tonight, and we were bombarded with calls about who was going to be the first to do an exclusive interview. And one thing that I put out there was, whoever does the interview, I do not want them to use the words battling, fighting, struggling, war, because I feel like that doesn't promote healing. I think it's about being in harmony and letting whatever this disease is flow on through. And not deeming it a worthy opponent for a fight. And so I do feel like there's a higher purpose, and anybody dealing with anything can learn from that. And I applaud Access Hollywood. I mean, I just think it's amazing that they came to the table and said, we'll do it within your parameters. We get what you're trying to do, and we support it, which was amazing. So maybe there's going to be a shift, and it'll help people heal.
What's next for you in the fight against Lyme disease?
What's next for me? Gosh, you know, I'm taking it as it comes. Like, this came up, and to me, if an organization is doing worthwhile work and I can be their support, I'm game to do that. I'm probably, to answer that question in a nutshell, I'm going to keep living my life as an example of thriving despite whatever diagnosis has been given or whatever doctors say, oh, it's going to be another year before this, or you have to take these 8,000 medications. Some of that's true. Some of that might be true for one person, not for another. I believe healing can happen in an instant at any time. So I think the best thing I could do is continue to thrive and have people maybe gain some strength in them.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. Katina, what'd you think of that? Fabulous, right?
Absolutely spot on. She really, really, I love that language, which she said, let it flow right on through. This is not right a battle. This is about healing. That is beautiful. Debbie Gibson, hats off to you. She's got the higher purpose going and the understanding of how we have to work in harmony at many levels with this.
Well, I think that's really kind of, you know, the conversation about it. You know, we're going to end the show with a clip from Kevin Bacon coming out of the show to see where we've come in a relatively short period of time. You know, one of the things I wanted to speak with you about was we interviewed a lot of people. We heard a lot of things. What are the few things that come to mind for you if there was a theme across the board?
From the night of the gala, a theme?
Yep.
I feel the energy I felt, the theme I felt was that of inspiration and hope, that we're on the cusp right now. I feel like I sensed from the different voices we heard, whether it was Susan Green, an attorney that's been doing work with Lyme disease, whether it was a survivor like Anjali Van Leyland, this Olympic skier, whether it was one of the board members, Stacey Grodin, I just feel like we're on the cusp, like the pieces are just about to come together in the jigsaw puzzle, and we could make the breakthrough with this illness in the next few years ahead.
Well, I think part of this, for those of you out there, I want to make sure that you guys have information. Now, for me, I think you're going to be able to find a lot of information if you go to the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance. That's TBDAlliance.org, TBDAlliance.org. We talked about this on the show that Chris and I did the other day from the office, from the studios at WBOQ. You know, we talked about what does it mean to get informed, and there's lots of information. We're coming into that season for a lot of folks that are listening to this. Go ahead and take a look at the educational information on here, how to get protected. There is a guide right on the website that you can get. You can download it. Lots of information. And by the way, you can also get involved. You know, one of the other things we saw the folks do, and I think David Roth talked about this, but so did John Donnelly, you know, they formed a different type of board. We should talk about that for a little bit, what they did by adding, you know, members to the board, especially John Donnelly being one of them, you know, really being as part of a board to be a decision maker. What do you think of that, that junior committee?
Yeah, that was a really smart move there. I like that. John Donnelly, for people that aren't aware of him, he is a Colgate graduate, a lacrosse player that had battled Lyme disease since, like, I think he was 9 or 10 years old. And then when he got his strength back, he took upon the quest of riding across America on a bicycle over 3,000 miles. We tracked him this past autumn on Limelight Radio, and he is really an example of what a fighting force to overcome an illness and bring the youth of America that have been stricken with Lyme. There are so many young children and teens that have been infected by ticks, and they don't always know it. They're on the soccer field. They're playing, you know, in the backyard, and they come down with a little bit of, you know, an achy knee or headaches, or they're just not, like, performing as well in school, and they're getting misdiagnosed, and sometimes it's years that these kids are struggling. So, yeah, this junior committee with TBDA is great. We need that focal point that John and the other younger folks are bringing.
Wow. I mean, this is really, really incredible when we take a look at how quickly things are moving, you know, how we all really are reflecting upon what this journey has been like. And, you know, there are many, many ways now people can find out. I think you and I both interviewed Dr. Christine Gedrick, and, you know, from New Jersey, who really came on the map from one of the papers she presented at the ILADS conference. But, you know, this is now having somebody, you know, that's in the state of New Jersey, a doctor come out and say, look, this is what's going on here. This is what's happening. What can we say to really have people get educated about how to deal with their doctors around this? What are the questions they could ask, Katina?
Yeah, you know, that's really a wise question there, Dr. Pat. And it's true. State by state, we're seeing more and more figureheads and people coming to the forefront. Like we mentioned, Susan Green in Maryland and in Virginia working legally.
Yeah.
In New York State's working really hard. Dr. Horowitz and, you know, all the folks up in New York State are working really hard to get public awareness and recognition. What you need to do is go to that website, ILADS, ILADS.org, and go on to that website and to the doctor training page, print out the information of how your doctor can get trained by ILADS, bring it into your doctor's office, and say, I want you to please go and get this doctor training. They can get educated on Lyme disease beyond the 15 minutes that they learned in medical school and beyond the brief little information that's on the Infectious Disease Society website. They can get trained by ILADS and be Lyme proficient so they know what to look for with this illness. The other question to ask your doctor is that you don't want just the local lab in your area to run a test, but you want Igenex, I-G-E-N-E-X, out of Palo Alto, California, or you want Clongen, C-L-O-N-G-E-N, in Maryland. You want your blood test run by these labs right now until we get that better one, that Jan Daly, the nanotrap one. But we need you need that kind of blood work, not your local lab. The local lab is inaccurate. It's like buckshot versus laser.
Yeah, and that's what we've learned along the way. You know, for everybody out there, you know, don't be afraid to ask the questions. As we said earlier when we began this, you know, this is called the great imposter for a reason. You know, there are reasons that they call it that, and you're going to find that out if you get informed. Go to tbdalliance.org, and they explain this. You know, it's called the great imposter for a number of reasons. It's often mistaken, like Katina, for symptoms that mirror other medical problems, such as multiple, you know, MS, arthritis, chronic fatigue syndrome, lupus, even Alzheimer's disease. And, you know, this is something that you can do by stopping, getting educated, and ask questions. Because it is like Debbie Gibson said, you know, this is a time for harmony and integration and not, you know, division of the sides.
100%. I agree. You've often heard me say this, Dr. Pat. You've heard me say this expression. This is the infectious illness of our era that asks us to unite the two hands of healthcare. The diagnostics and the pharmaceutical weaponry of traditional allopathic medicine with the restorative therapeutics of natural medicine. Because two hands working together are better than one. And this illness...
Absolutely.
This illness asks for harmony, and it asks for integration, and it asks the human spirit and our medical community to all work together. We, you know, it can't be disbanded anymore, and it's exploding. Tick population is migrating into habitats it's never been in before. They're wintering over in colder climates. There's parts of the country that have 90% of their ticks infected. Your dogs and cats bring them in your house. You sleep in the bed and snuggle with the pet. You don't even sometimes see the little tiny deer nymph tick get on your body. It's smaller than a pinhead. So everyone is vulnerable, the young ones, youngsters, children, adults, grandparents, everybody. We all have to learn. Just the way I remember as a child, we all had the tuberculosis screening test annually. I look forward to the day where we have the annual Lyme screening test.
What a great way to end this show. But you know what? Katina Makris, everybody, we're going to end this show with a special message from Kevin Bacon. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Katina, thank you for a fabulous show.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
All right, Kevin, take it away.
Did you know that Lyme disease is one of the fastest-growing infectious diseases in America? In 2013, the CDC raised its estimates to nearly 300,000 new Lyme disease cases annually, a nearly tenfold increase. Lyme disease is a truly national epidemic and a real health crisis. The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, the TBDA, is leading the fight against Lyme disease. They are funding the research for improved diagnostics and better treatments. They are making great strides on behalf of the Lyme community, but they need your help to expand their research and advocacy efforts. Please support TBDA in its fight against Lyme disease. Millions of Lyme sufferers are counting on it.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.